Bana mı kopya dalar mı alır? Tanrı Rabbanım. Rabbi Shmuel Omer mı kaplan? Shmuel says you're allowed to fold clothing from Shabbos to Yom Kippur. Tanrı Rabbanım. Ola Shabbos be Shabbato. Limeid al chel de Shabbos shekrevim biyom HaKippur. Says Shabbos be Shabbato means one Shabbos that you're allowed to be makriv the korban on Shabbos. And be makter the Evorim on Motsoi Shabbos, which is also Shabbos. So where is there a Shabbos after a Shabbos? Limit al chel de Shabbos shekrein biyom HaKippurim. That the remains of a korban that have to be burnt on the Mizbeach can be burnt on Yom Kippur if the korban was brought on Shabbos, which was Erev Yom Kippur. And even though, according to our calendar and according to some, Yom Kippur and Shabbos can never come together, because it's too difficult for people, and therefore they make the calendar, even at the time when they were Mekadosh al-Pi Ariyah, they always pushed off Rosh Hashanah, that it should never fall on Sunday or on Wednesday or on Friday, because two of those times would make Yom Kippur fall on either Friday or on Sunday. But there's a Man D'Omer who holds that you don't make those dechiyas, and there's no difference between one year and another year except 4 days, and you always have that thing. According to that Man D'Omer, Acherim, who hold that Ein Ben Atzeres Latzeres, or Dal Yomim Bilvad, so then they don't make these dechiyos in a time when they were Mekadosh al-Pi Ariyah, it was possible for Yom Kippur to come out on Friday or Sunday. So in any case, so if Yom Kippur falls out on Sunday, and you were makriv a korban on Shabbos, that was allowed to be nikriv on Shabbos, then you could continue burning the Evarim on Yom Kippur. Yochel af shel Yom Kippur b'Shabbos. I might think that if Yom Kippur falls on Friday, and you brought a korban, the korbanos of Yom Kippur, that were brought on Yom Kippur, you could continue burning their Evarim on Shabbos. Talmud lomar b'Shabbato, only in its Shabbos, but not in another Shabbos, meaning the korban of Yom Kippur can't be brought, can't be finished on Shabbos. Divrei Rabbi Shmuel, so Rabbi Shmuel says, Rabbi Akiva omer, ola Shabbos b'Shabbato, limeid al chel de Shabbos shekrevim b'yontif. Rabbi Akiva learns a different limud from this. Not that you can bring the finish off a korban from Shabbos to Yom Kippur, but you can finish off a korban of Shabbos on Yontif. Yochel af b'Yom HaKippurim. I might think that you may be able to do that even on Yom Kippur. In other words, finish off a Shabbos korban on Yom Kippur. Talmud lomar b'Shabbato. He learns from b'Shabbato that excludes Yom Kippur. Only Yontif, but not Yom Kippur. Kishetim tzolomar. Now we can explain this machlokas. L'divrei Rabbi Shmuel, nedarim u'nedavos kreivim b'Yontif. According to Rabbi Shmuel, you're allowed to bring regular nedarim and nedavos on Yontif. Okay? And therefore, if you can bring karbanos on Yontif itself, right, that you don't have to bring on Yontif, surely you can finish off a korban that was brought on Shabbos on Yontif. So he can't learn this pasuk to exclude, to include bringing Shabbos korbanos, finishing them on Yontif, because that's obvious that you can do that. Because you can bring korbanos that you don't have to bring on Yontif on Yontif. Therefore, he needs the pasuk to tell me you can do it even on Yom Kippur. Doesn't need a pasuk to tell me to do it on Yontif. The divrei Rabbi Akiva nedarim u'nedavos ain't kreivim b'Yontif. Rabbi Akiva would hold that you can't bring korbanos that aren't necessary on Yontif, on Yontif. And therefore, I need to know that if you brought a korban on Shabbos, you can continue bringing it on Yontif too. V'yichi yitzrich chrol l'mishrei b'Yontif. Therefore, he needs a pasuk for Yontif. And therefore, since you have a pasuk only for Yontif, and you have a miut that tells me not on Yom Kippur. Rashi. Ola Shabbos, Chelvei Shabbos, Kigon Evori Tomit Shel Ben Harbayim, Kreivim Motzei Shabbos. You have the limbs of the korban Tomit Shel Ben Harbayim, which is allowed to be brought on Shabbos. So you're allowed to finish burning those limbs on Motzei Shabbos, even though it's Yom Kippur. Ola Shabbos b'Shabbato, Mashma the Midrash below Vav, Mashma the Ola Shabbos Kreivim b'Shabbos Acheres. Ola Shabbos b'Shabbos. That's as if it would say that. That you can bring this Shabbos on another Shabbos, meaning that it can't be next Shabbos because the korban is pasul. So it must mean the Shabbos after a Shabbos, where you have two Shabbos, one after the other, Shabbos and Yom Kippur. Yim al chel Shabbos, yochel af shel Yom Kippur b'Shabbos. Talmud Lomar b'Shabbato, Vav Miyutahu. The fact that it says b'Shabbato and not just b'Shabbos excludes another case. Sometimes only on that Shabbos and not on the next Shabbos. In other words, the Shabbos that follows it. The lo b'Shabbos acheres. So therefore, if Yom Kippur comes before, if Yom Kippur comes after if Yom Kippur comes before Shabbos, you can't finish a korban of Yom Kippur on Shabbos. Shekreden b'Yontif. And Rabbi Akiva holds that it's not coming to include Yom Kippur at all, only Yontif. Shecholios Moshe Shabbos. If Yontif falls on Moshe Shabbos, you can finish burning a korban you brought on Shabbos on Yontif. Nedarim Nedavos, Pluksim Maseches Beya. It's a machlokas in Beya whether you can bring Nedarim and Nedavos on Yontif. Rabbi Shmuel Svirale, Commander Omer Kraven. Rabbi Shmuel holds like the opinion that says that you could bring Nedarim, even though you don't have to bring them that day, but you're allowed to bring korbanos that don't have to be brought that day on Yontif also. Kiel Kilkach, Kivin Nedarim and Nedavos, Shiochel Ahamtim L'shochtim B'chol. Nedarim and Nedavos that you don't have to bring on Yontif. You could wait and bring them on Chol HaMoed. Still, you're allowed to bring them on Yontif. Surely, a carbon that you had to bring on Shabbos, and then there's still what to burn, right? And mostly Shabbos is Yontif. Surely, you're allowed to burn those on Yontif. Therefore, he doesn't need a pasuk to tell me you're allowed to finish a Shabbos carbon on Yontif, so he needs the pasuk for Yom Kippur. But Rabbi Akiva holds that you can't bring Nedarim and Nedavos on Yontif. So you need a pasuk to tell me that you can finish off a Shabbos korban on Yontif. Okay. Om Reb Zeira, ki havino bebavel, when I was still in Bavel, have amrei hodetanya, yom ha-kippurim shecholios erev Shabbos, lo hayu tokin, v'motzei Shabbos lo hayu mavdilin, divrei hakovim. When I was in Bavel and I learned this brisa, I understood that everybody holds like this brisa. What's the brisa? Yom Kippur that fell on Erev Shabbos. So every regular Erev Shabbos, they would blow shofar, six tkiyas, three to let people know that they should stop working, and three to let them know that it was, what's it called, that it was Shabbos. It wasn't chol anymore, and they should stop doing melach. So when Yom Kippur fell on Erev Shabbos, they didn't blow shofar on Friday. Okay? Uvamotzei Shabbos lo yimavdilin. And Motzei Shabbos, from Yom Kippur to Shabbos, they weren't mavdil, because you only are mavdil when a bigger kedusha goes away and a smaller kedusha comes. But here the kedushas are equal, or even more. A bigger kedusha is coming. Even if Shabbos would be bigger than Yom Kippur, you wouldn't say havdalah. But if they're equal, also you don't say havdalah. It's only where the bigger kedusha is going away and a smaller kedusha is coming. That's why we make havdalah motzei Shabbos when it's yontif. Because a bigger kedusha is going away and a smaller, so you make them havdalah, have mavdalim and kodesh lekodesh. But on when Yom Kippur, when Shabbos falls on Motzoi Yom Kippur, then you don't say havdalah. Hirashi ki avina bebavel, kishalamadeti Torah bebavel, kodim shalisi leretz Yisrael, lohayu tokim sheish tkiyos shetokim be'er Shabbos lahavdil ulahavdil. Right, you know those six tkiyos that they blow on erev Shabbos to be mavatil the people from Malacha, and to be mavdil bein chol lekodesh, mishum di yom kippurim kadosh kishabbos v'aser b'chol malacha, because Yom Kippur is equal to Shabbos and it's aser in all malachas. So there was no reason to blow shofar on Friday, which was Yom Kippur, to be mavdil, to tell the people you have to stop doing some malachas that you could do till now, because there was nothing they could do till now that they are now not allowed to do on Shabbos. It was equal. If a Motzei Shabbos, Imchol bo Yom HaKippurim, and if Yom Kippur fell on Motzei Shabbos, lo hayu mavdilin, Yom Kippur fell on Motzei Shabbos, so I would think you're going from a bigger Kedusha Shabbos to Yom Kippur. No, you're not. Lo hayu mavdilin b'tfilah, hamavdilin kodesh v'kodesh, kamosh mavdilin b'yontif shecholios m'shabbos, because Yom Kippur and Shabbos are equal. So you only make havdalah when you're going to a lesser Kedusha, not when you're going an equal Kedusha. Divrei hakol hoy. Lo havi masikna datoy to tahavi bepluksa the Rabbi Shmuel Rabbi Akiva the Masnisen. I didn't imagine that this could be dependent on the machlokus of Rabbi Akiva and Rabbi Shmuel. Didn't dawn on me that this is not something that's divrei hakol. But when I came to Eretz Yisrael, kisalikna lahasam, ashkechise liyehuda bereid Rabbi Shimon ben Pazi. So I found Rabbi Yehuda, the son of Rabbi Shimon ben Pazi, the Yosef, he was learning, the Ka'amar, and he said on this Braisa, Rabbi Akiva he. This Braisa only goes according to Rabbi Akiva, who holds that Yom Kippur and Shabbos are equal in that you can't finish a carbon of Yom Kippur on Shabbos, and you can't finish a carbon of Shabbos on Yom Kippur. Kivin de Omer Chelve Shabbos craving the era of Yishmael, but according to Rabbi Shmuel, Kivin de Omer Chelve Shabbos craving be Yom Kippurim, Liska, ki hechid lahavi yadei de Chelve Shabbos craving be Yom Kippurim. So, but what's it called? According to Rabbi Shmuel, who holds that there is a difference between Shabbos and Yom Kippur, you can't finish a Yom Kippur carbon on Shabbos, but you can finish a Shabbos carbon on Yom Kippur. So Yom Kippur is more kal than Shabbos. There's something that's mutter to do on Yom Kippur that you wouldn't be allowed to do similarly on Shabbos. Okay? So therefore, when Yom Kippur falls on Erev Shabbos, you should blow shofar to let people know that there's something now that you wouldn't be allowed to do had it been the other way. And then in future years, people will know that you're not allowed to be makriv to finish off the karbanos of Yom Kippur on Shabbos. But you are allowed to finish the Shabbos on Yom Kippur. Rashi. Rabbi Akiva he. The choshev le Yom Kippurim ki Shabbos. According to Rabbi Akiva, Yom Kippur and Shabbos are equal. There's nothing you can do on Shabbos that you can't, that nothing you can do on Yom Kippur that you can't do on Shabbos. Right. They're equal. They're both same Isurim. You don't have to blow shofar on Friday, which is Yom Kippur, to let me know that there's something now that Shabbos is coming you're not going to be able to do. We blow shofar from a lesser Kedusha to a greater Kedusha. Just like on Shabbos, we don't blow shofar before Yom Kippur to let me know that you can't be makriv the finish off the carbon of Shabbos on Yom Kippur. We also don't blow on Yom Kippur to let me know that you can't be makriv the can't finish the Yom Kippur carbon on Shabbos. De'ir Rabbi Yishmael, kiven de'kile Yom Kippur m'Shabbos. But if according to Rabbi Yishmael, he holds that Yom Kippur is less chomer than Shabbos. Why? Because you're allowed to finish off a Shabbos carbon on Yom Kippur, but you're not allowed to finish a Yom Kippur carbon on Shabbos. So lisko lahavtil mehakriv chel v'yom kippur and b'Shabbos. They should blow shofar to let me know, right, that since Shabbos is coming, you better finish being maktir all of the evarim on Yom Kippur because you're not going to be able to do it on Shabbos. Right? You can do it today. You can't do it tonight. Ubitkiyazu yavinu shu yom hakal. And from this kia, they'll know that this is a lesser kedusha. Ukshiyachol Yom Kippurim b'Motzei Shabbos, and then when Yom Kippur falls on Motzei Shabbos, v'lo yisku, and they won't blow shofar on Shabbos, yedu shemuter lahakriv bo chelvei Shabbos. Then people will know that what's it called that you're allowed to be maktir chelvei Shabbos on Yom Kippur. So why taka don't they blow shofar? Since the kedushas are different, and there's something that we can learn from the Tkiyah. So Mara says, V'amin alei, and I said to him, no, it's not true. Even according to, what's it called, Rabbi Shmuel, you still don't blow shofar. No reason to blow shofar. Why? Kohanim's reason, this whole Inyan is only for the Kohanim. Only Kohanim are Makter Karbanos. And they know, they don't need Tkiyah shofar for them. They don't need to be told these things. They ain't shrichin simen. They don't need any simen to let them know what they can do, what they can't do. They're the ones who teach others. So they don't need to have this zrizus. Omer lei, mark shisha bereder of chisla ravashi, mi amrina kohanim zrizim heim. Do we say this, that kohanim are zrizim, and they don't need to be reminded? Right? V'hasnan, sholosh lahavti lesa'ami malacha, three tkiyas were to tell people to stop working, and shalosh lahavdu mekodesh l'chol, and three to let me know that Shabbos came in. The first three were before Shabbos, to let them know there was time to stop working so they could get home and prepare for Shabbos. And the second three were like the siren. It's already Shabbos. So Gemara says, Rashi, gimel lahavtil, the haslam esach esukah, gimel lahavtil, umani lehu b'tkiyas shebemikdash. talking about the tkiyas they blew in the mikdash, not the tkiyas they blew stam in regular cities. These were tkiyas they blew in the mikdash. Ein pochsim mikof alef tkiyas for mikdash. In the mikdash they blew not less than 21 tkiyas every day, and on Friday they blew extra ones, six more, and they obviously they blew these in the Beis HaMikdash too. So who was it for? Obviously the Kohanim. So the Kohanim also had to have shofar blown to let them know that Shabbos was coming. Now the Gemara thinks that when they blew it in the Mikdash, it was for the sake of the Kohanim. So you see that you don't say Kohanim's reason. Kohanim also need to be reminded. Gemara says, Kida Omer Abaye, Vishar Amma de Birushalayim. Like Abaye said concerning something else, that this wasn't for the sake of the Kohanim. They do it and did it in the Mikdash for the other people of Yerushalayim, right, who either were in the Mikdash or could hear it from the Mikdash. So it was for their sake, not for the sake of the Kohanim. Hachanami l'shar amav de Yerushalayim. Here also, the tkiyas weren't for the Kohanim in the Mikdash, for the Inyan of Korbanos. It was for the rest of the people who either were in the Mikdash or could hear it from Yerushalayim. Kedom rabbi b'seder yoma b'peregimel, gabi nivresha sha'asa hilni amalka. Where did Abaye say, Rashi said, where did Abaye say this thing, that the purpose was not for the Kohanim, but for the rest of the people in Yerushalayim? The Gemara says that Hilni Hamalka made a Nivreshes, right? That Al Pischo Shel Heichel, B'shoa Shachama Zorachas, Nitzotzot Yotzei Son Hemenu. Today a Nivreshes is a lighting fixture, but there it was like some kind of mirror, that when the sun rose, people would know that it was what's it called, Netzachama. Yotzes Hemenu, he says, the reflection of the sun would reflect off this big mirror, this big chandelier. V'akol yodim shizman kriyashma higiyah. And everybody knew that it was man kriyashma. The chatchila zman of kriyashma is Netzachama, right, v'sikin. U'mosdinen v'raminu, hakore kriyashma imanshe mishmer lo yotze. Right, the Gemara says, if you read kriyashma with the people who are making the korbanos, you're not yotze, because they used to read Kriya Shema much earlier. They read Kriya Shema before Alos HaShachar, because they didn't have time. Right? They were Osik B'mitzvah, so they really were potters. So they read it early just stam to be yotze, not to be yotze, the mitzvah, stam to say Kriya Shema, like Divrei Torah, and then they would go and start the avoda. Right? So if somebody who was not Osik in the avoda would read Kriya Shema with them, he wouldn't be yotze. Amalab b'zimnakarian. They didn't read it in the right time. So what did they need, the Nivreshes for? It sounds like the Nivreshes was in the Beis HaMikdash for the sake of the Kohanim. The Kohanim were Osik in the Avoda. They didn't read Kriya Shema Bismano. So what did they need to know when Netzachama was? So the rest of the people, not the Kohanim, it was for the rest of the people in Yerushalayim, not the ones who were Osik b'Avoda, who needed that Simen. Okay. Where it says, Veliska, right, L'chora, there's another reason why you should blow shofar on Yom Kippur that fell Erev Shabbos. To let me know that something that's mutter on Yom Kippur is going to be osur on Shabbos. What is mutter on Yom Kippur that's osur on Shabbos? Ki heichi delede de shori b'knivas yerek, min amincho l'mala. They were matter to make knivas yerek. We'll see there's three different pshat in what knivas yerek is. But something that's osur, pashas midrabbanan, right? From after mincha time, Pashas, it means over here, mincha ketana. From after mincha ketana, as it gets towards the end of Yom Kippur, they were matar knivas yerek. But on Shabbos, you're not allowed to make knivas yerek. It's also with the Rabbanan. Orm of Yosef, l'fisha ein dochin shvus lahatir. No, we don't make a heter of a shvus. Blowing shofar is a shvus. Blowing shofar is something that's also with the Rabbanan. You can't blow shofar on Shabbos or on Yontif or whatever. It's a chachma, they ain't a malacha. It's not a malacha. It's only an issur d'rabban. So they were matter that issur d'rabban to tell me that something is what's it called is osur. Okay? But to tell me that something is mutter, that they weren't matter ishvus. Only to tell me something is osur. We'll see one second why it's to tell me something's mutter. Because you didn't need to know that you can't make knivas yerek on Shabbos, right? Because that was a normal thing. We'll see. Liska. Bein l'rabikil bein rishmol. Both according to Rabbi Akiva and Rabbi Shmuel, lahoduye de kalhu mishabbos, blow the shofar on Yom Kippur to let me know that it's lesser kedusha than Shabbos. The Yom Kippurim shari b'knivas yerek talush. The Rashi says, what is knivas yerek? You have a you're not talking where you're cutting the Yerek, the vegetable, out of the ground. Lenatek, that's talking where it's already cut off the ground before Yom Kippur. Lenatek ha'olin min ha'kalochin. You're taking the leaves off the stalks. Kedei la'hashvol, some shumuchonim l'chotchom l'farman. They should be ready, Motzei Yom Kippur, immediately to what's it called, to cut them up and to be able to cook them. Yamrin l'kamon, the shari, mishum dahavi inli. So Rashi says the purpose they were matur is to add to the inui of Yom Kippur. Because when you're already preparing food, Yom Kippur afternoon, and you can't eat it, that makes you even more, what's it called, makes it more inui nefesh. So they wanted to be marbe inui nefesh. Okay, the Balamor argues on this Rashi. Okay, let's first see what it says over here, and then we'll get back to what the other Rishonim say. That's how Rashi learns up. In order to be marred the inui nefesh, they permitted you to start preparing your vegetables, right, on mincha, after mincha time of Yom Kippur, for Motzei Yom Kippur. Okay. Now, what's it called? That couldn't be mutter on Yom Kippur that comes before Shabbos, because Yom Kippur that comes before Shabbos, there's no purpose to do that, because you're not going to be able to prepare it on Shabbos. Which we're talking about, you take off the leaves in order to be able to cut it up, dice it up, or whatever on Shabbos. You can't do that on Shabbos anyway. You can't cook it on Shabbos anyway. So there's no purpose to let people know that what's it called, that you can do this on Yom Kippur and not on Shabbos, because there was no purpose to do it on Yom Kippur when Yom Kippur came before Shabbos. Right? Elamai, you'll tell people that you really could do it in a regular Yom Kippur, and normally it will be Aser. So when Yom Kippur came, not on before Shabbos, you'd know you could do it. So the whole purpose of this was to let me know that it's mutter on a regular Yom Kippur. Not that it's going to be usher on Shabbos, because there was no purpose to do it on Yom Kippur, right, when it came before Shabbos. So that the Gemara answers, right, that you don't blow shofar and be mutter one shvus to tell me that something is mutter, only that something's usher. Kniva, ki ahi dechlau gadol, hai man dekonit silka, right? The Gemara in Klal Gadol said Knivas Yerek is also min haTorah. Here we say it's only an Issur d'Rabbanan. So Rashi says there it's talking where it's connected to the ground. Here it's talking where it's already separated from the ground before Yom Kippur. Lefi Shein Dochin Shvus LaHatir Tkiya Shofar Shvusu. Tkiya Shofar itself is also min haTorah on Yom Kippur or on Shabbos or whatever. The Ka'amras the Lidche. And you want to tell me that you're allowed to blow shofar and be docha ashvus lahodia heter beknivas yerek, to tell me that on a regular Yom Kippur you're allowed to make knivas yerek. So ein dochin shvus lahater ela leser kigon yontif shechol yos be'erev Shabbos token lahavtu lahavtu. If yontif fell on erev Shabbos, so you do blow shofar, even though normally on yontif you're not allowed to blow shofar. It's a shvus, but in order to let people know to stop cooking. Right, to stop doing something that's usher, so you have to let them know that they can't do that, what's it called, on Shabbos. Stop doing what you're allowed to do on Yom Tov on Shabbos. But over here, when Yom Kippur comes before Shabbos, nobody was making Knivas Yerek anyway. There's no purpose for it. Right, preparing the thing early wasn't no tachlis. So therefore, it wasn't to tell me it's usher now. Right, to tell me that's going to be usher on Shabbos. The whole purpose was that I'll know that you're allowed to do it on a regular Yom Kippur. So then, you don't, what's it called, you're not matter a shvus of blowing shofar to tell me something's mutter, only to tell me something's aser. That's what Rav Yosef said. Rav Shesha Bereda Rav Idi Omar, shvus krova hitiru, shvus rechoka lo hitiru. They were only matter a shvus to tell me something that's immediately I need to know. Like to know, stop cooking now because Shabbos is coming and I'm allowed to cook. That's when Yom Tov and Shabbos came together. So you blow on Yom Tov to tell me something's going to be immediately nogeya to you on Shabbos. But over here, it's a Shvus Rechoka. Why is Shvus Rechoka? Because I don't need it for this Shabbos, for the Shabbos after Yom Kippur, like we explained. I need it to know that later on, right, in a regular, what's it called, the Shabbos, you can't do this. Or on a regular Yom Kippur, you're allowed to do it, right? That even le'eser you don't do. Rav Sheshu Rav Idi Omar, la'olam dochim shvus lahatim. You really do, you would blow shofar to tell me that something's mutter. But that's only if it's mutter now. not in a, for another year to tell me it's mutter. E having me boil on het teira ho idna, if I'd have to know that this Yom Kippur you're allowed to make kenivas yerek, right? And what's it called? But not on Shabbos. Aval hashtad lo mi boil on kenivas yerek b'yom ha-kippurim shecholeos b'erev Shabbos. When Yom Kippur falls on Erev Shabbos, you don't need kenivas yerek. Shari b'Shabbos lo yavashlam. You're not going to cook anything on Shabbos. So preparing the vegetables for cooking is not nogeya on what's it called on Yom Kippur, when it falls Erev Shabbos. V'lo tei tkiyazu elo odienu heter b'shon acheres. I'll need it to know that, and when Yom Kippur doesn't come on Erev Shabbos, when Chol follows Yom Kippur, that Yom Kippur you're allowed to make kenivas yerek. So I'll be learning something for the future from this Kia shofar, not for the present. Right? All Yom Kippur and Be'emcha Shabbos, Lohi Tiru, for that they weren't matter to blow shofar. They're matter to blow shofar for an immediate limud, whether it's Leheter or Le'isr, according to Rav Shesha, not like Rav Yosef. But that's only if it's an immediate limud. But this year, you don't need that limud. You're only going to need the limud for a future year. That they weren't matter. Shvus krova, kolomar, dechiyuv shvus hitiru, litzorech dover koro, velo litzorech dover rachel. They were permitted for immediate lesson, not whether it's leheter or leeser, but not for a lesson that's not going to be immediate. Where it says that that's the shvus krova hitiru, they were matter a shvus krova. In other words, you can blow shofar on yontif to tell me halachas that are nogeya immediately now, to tell me either that it's usher to cook on Shabbos or it's mutter to cook on Yontif, v'asnan, Yontif shecholios Erev Shabbos, when Yontif fell on Erev Shabbos, token v'lo mavdilin. You blow shofar to let people know that Shabbos is coming, right, and Yontif is leaving, and in that way people will know that they have to stop doing what you're allowed to do on Yontif and not allowed to do on Shabbos, but you're not mavdil. You don't make havdalah from a lesser kedusha to a bigger kedusha. When Shabbos follows Yontif, there's no Havdalah. Motzei Shabbos, but if Yontif falls on Motzei Shabbos, Mavdilin v'lo token. When Yontif falls on Motzei Shabbos, you don't blow shofar on Shabbos to Yontif, but you do make Havdalah on Yontif, atodienu on Yontif from Shabbos, because a bigger Kedusha went out, and they make the Havdalah, Mahamavdav in Kodesh l'Kodesh. Va'amai liska, ki hechid liyadi d'shori b'shchita, la'alter. Right, Lechara, if we say that we make a tkiya, you blow shofar to tell me that something's mutter, right? So then why don't they blow shofar on Shabbos, that is, what's it called, Erev Yontif, to let me know that soon it's going to be mutter to Shech, that you weren't allowed to do on Shabbos, and you're allowed to do on Yontif. Ela mechuvarta k'Rav Yosef. Better like Rav Yosef, that we don't blow shofar to be matter things, only to aser them. Rashi. Token, lahavtil esha'ami malacha hamuteres b'yantif. We blow shofar on Erev Shabbos, that's Yantif, to tell me that stop doing the malachas that you're allowed to do on Yantif and not allowed to do on Shabbos. Kigon ochol nefesh, ulahavdil mena kodesh v'necho, to make a difference between the kodesh and something that's chol compared to this kedusha. V'lo mavdilin b'tfila v'alakos, the lo tiknu lomer havdala ela b'yitzias kodesh u'beknisas chol. They only made havdala when a greater kodesh is leaving and a lesser kodesh is coming. That's like kodesh to chol. The lo b'knisas kodesh u'beyitzias chol. Not when kodesh is coming and chol is going away. Right? You have a lesser kedusha going away and a greater kedusha coming. They didn't make havdala. The hasam shayach l'kedusha yoma. The kiddush yom shemekadshin al hayayin have a kerid delay. There's only nin of kiddush. That's the Havdalah, right? But not Havdalah, right? Havdalah is only when you're going from a greater Kedusha to a lesser Kedusha. When you're going from a lesser Kedusha to a greater Kedusha, then you make Kiddush. Then you make Havdalah. Motzei Shabbos, the Imchal Yontif of Motzei Shabbos, if Yontif fell on Motzei Shabbos, Mavdilin b'Tfilah, the Alakos. You make Havdalah, both in Tfilah, v'Todienu, and when you make Kiddush, you also say Havdalah, Alakos. Hamavdim in Kodesh l'Kodesh. Mitnesha Kodesh Chomer Yotzei v'Nichnus Kal. Because Shabbos, which is more Kodesh, is going away, and Yontif, which is less Kodesh, is coming. V'lo Tokin mi'bo'od Yom. But you don't make you don't blow shofar. L'havdil to Hayotzei Chomer. V'hayom lo asu shum malacha. Because what are you going to tell people to, that what's it called? When Yom Tov falls on Motzei Shabbos, what are you going to blow Shabbos? Yom Tov is coming, right? You couldn't do these malachas during the day. There's nothing you can do. What's it called that you could do on Shabbos that you're not allowed to do on Yom Tov? So you already couldn't do those things. What do you need to blow shofar for? V'amai, why not? Yisok adaitech dochin shvus lahater litzor of dover korov yiska mishcheicha leida the shori b'shchik laut. But if you blow shofar to tell me, even if something's mutter, as long as it's immediate, then blow shofar and tell me you're allowed to shecht. Elamai, you don't blow shofar to tell me something's mutter. You blow shofar to tell me that something is osser, right? And here there's nothing that's osser on Yontif that's mutter on Shabbat. Okay. Omrav Zeir, Omrav Huna, Va'amri lo Omrav Abba, Omrav Huna. Yom HaKippurim Shecholios B'Shabbos, Osir B'Knivas Yerek. If Yom Kippur fell on Shabbos, then you're not allowed to make Knivas Yerek. Only when Yom Kippur falls, so we have two cases where you don't make Knivas Yerek. One, when Yom Kippur fell on Erev Shabbos, there's no reason to make Knivas Yerek because you're not going to be able to prepare the vegetables anyway on Shabbos. And when Yom Kippur itself falls on Shabbos, also it's Osir B'Knivas Yerek. Because even though on Yom Kippur it's mutter, but Shabbos it's osur. So now it's Shabbos. Omar Rav Mana, Tana Menayin Liyom HaKippurin, Shechol Yos B'Shabbos, She'osur B'Knivas Yerek, right? How do you know that when Yom Kippur falls on Shabbos that you're not allowed to make Knivas Yerek? Tamid Lomar Shabboson Shvus. The Torah says Shabboson, and we learn from there Shvus, and that's a shvus. It's a shvus to make knivas yerek. It's not an issur d'oraisa, and it's only an asmachta, that shabbosa. Lemai, ilei mele malacha. If it's talking, you can't do malacha. Voksiv lo sasek malacha. You don't need a pasuk shabboson to tell me you can't do malacha. Ela lav a knivas yerek. It's coming to tell me things like knivas yerek that are not asur min haTorah, but are asur min haRabbanan. And those things you can't do on Shabbos. Now, the Rabbanan learn from this pasuk a general thing that the Torah wanted them to make things usher as a shvus in addition to the malachas. So this is where the Rabbanan got their hint that the Torah wanted things prohibited, the way the Ramban learns it, that that if you do them, either you'll come to do malacha or it doesn't look Shabbistic. So the Torah wanted things added that would make Shabbos more of a shvus. So here the Rabbanan learned their gzeiros, but they're only gzeiros the Rabbanan. It's an asmachta. Nasmachta means the Torah gave a hint to the Rabbanan that they would like these things instituted by the Rabbanan. So, Shema Mino. Omer Abchia Bar Abba, Omer Ab Yochanan, Yom HaKippurim Shecholios B'Shabbos, Mutter B'Knivas Yerek. So, Abchia Bar Abba said to Ab Yochanan that you're allowed to make Knivas Yerek even when Yom Kippur falls on Shabbos. Nesvei Menayin, Yom HaKippurim Shecholios B'Shabbos, She'osur B'Knivas Yerek, Tamad Lomer Shabbos on Shvus. So the Chora, what's it called? We had already a brisa that said you can't make Knivas Yerek when Yom Kippur falls on Shabbos. And we learn it from, it's a Shvus. And the Shvus applies on every Shabbos. It doesn't apply on Yom Kippur because of Agmas Nefesh, but on Shabbos it does. So Shabbos can't make, if Yom Kippur can't make it better than a regular Shabbos. Verses low. La'olam le'malacha. That it's talking about malacha. It's not talking about knivas yerek that's only a shvus. It's talking knivas yerek that's a malacha. It's cutting it off the ground. That kind of knivas yerek. That's what the Torah asks. The lavra alea be'ese ve'lo sase. And to let me know that not only are you over a lo sase, lo sase ka malacha, you're over us an essay of tishbos. Rashi. Osir b'knivas yerek ve'lo miboye b'shabbos di alma da osir. A regular Shabbos is for sure osir. Mishum shvus. It's a korach mishabbos b'chol. What is the shvus? You're being osik from Shabbos to chol, right? You're preparing something from Shabbos to chol. El afilu ha'idna diyesh kan inui. But over here, where there is inui, to ha b'shar yom ha'kippurim sheshar shvus aser zem muter hashta the chol b'shabbos lo shor rabbanan. Still the rabbanan weren't matter. Okay. Omarav minotana. Oh, where is this Rav Mana? One second. Good. Yeah, it's Rav Mana. Okay. So, Shemara says, yeah. Tana, we have a braisa. Talmud Lomar b'Shabbos bereishis Shabboson, Shabbos Kodesh. B'Shabboson mash meshvus. Ulamai be'ezek kniva asher lankra. Which kniva is talking about? The Shabboson. He lay in malacha kagom b'mechuber, where it was connected to the ground and you cut it off the ground, which is an issa doraisa. Haksiv lo sasekom malacha. I don't need a pasuk shvus to tell me you can't cut vegetables off the ground. V'hasu lamali. Why need another pasuk? I already know it's asher. Elalav the knivas yerek bi'alma betolish. The midi de lav malacha koy aleil be'esei de shabbosel shvus. The chima de raisa aser bechol shabbosel hashana hachalos sharina lemishum agmas nefesh lemidchei isu de raisa. Uveshar yom akipurim shori la agmas nefesh. The afagav the sibe nomi shabbosel shvus lav mi malacha hu elam mikol dover ha'akev milis anos milisamchinon levini isem. Levinisem hachi darshin la perik baser di yoma lerechitza the sicha the domin lahem. Rashi says like this, even though it's mashma from Rashi, that this shvus is a real issur d'oraisa, but Pasha doesn't mean that. He means that here there's an asmachta, right? And it's a remez min haTorah, right? That on regular Shabbos, from the word shvus, the Torah told me that even things that aren't malacha, you're not allowed to do. And preparing from Shabbos to Chol, right, with this knivas yerek is a shvus. That's what's it called. But on Yom Kippur, it's not even a remez. Even though it says Shvus on Yom Kippur too, but there, since it's right after V'nisim L'nafshol Seichem, and not after Losasa Kamalacha, it's not Shvus of Malacha. It's Shvus of the Inisim. The Torah says don't eat and drink. And the Torah said anything that will take away the inui of eating and drinking, you also can't do. And the Rabbanan learn from that, the Rechitza and Sicha and Nilas HaSandal, and Pashas, they're also only the Rabbanan. All those Yisurim are only the Rabbanan. We learn from that extra Shvus. The idea is that if you wear shoes, it takes away a little bit of the Inui from eating and drinking. So to support the Inui of eating and drinking, these things are not allowed to do either. So anything that helps to make the Inui of eating and drinking more, that's something that's included in the Shvus of Yom Kippur. Okay. And but Mashenki in the Shvus of Malacha, there is no Shvus when it comes to Malacha on Yom Kippur. So therefore, the Rabbanan didn't include Knivas Yerek on Yom Kippur, regular Yom Kippur. But if it coincides with Shabbos, on Shabbos it's also anyway. Yom Kippur can make it better, can make it easier and make it okay. So therefore, they maintained it as being Osir when Shabbos and Yom Kippur coincide. Okay. Mutar b'Knivas Yerek. One second. Anybody yet? Tanya Kavaisa Rabbi Yochanan. There's a braisa that says like Rabbi Yochanan, Yom HaKippurim Shecholios B'Shabbos Mutter B'Knivas Yerek, that when Yom Kippur falls on Shabbos, you're allowed to make Knivas Yerek. The Rabbanan did relax that Shvus for the sake of Agmas Nefesh. V'om Rab Chia Baraba, Om Rabbi Yochanan, Yom HaKippurim Shecholios B'Chol, Mefatsim Be'gozim, Mefarchsim B'Rimonim, and Amin Cholamalim, Ne'ogmas Nefesh. You're allowed to crack nuts, and you're allowed to, what's it called, cut open, rimonim. All of these things is hachana. From Yom Kippur to Chol, it's mutter mipnei agmas nefesh. Where Rashi learns to give you more agmas nefesh. Because when you start getting involved with preparing the food, and it's so close to being able to eat it, it gives you agmas nefesh. Tevei Rav Yehuda, menakve karva. In Rav Yehuda's house, they used to cut up the cabbage. Tevei Rabba gardi kari. In Rabba's house, right, they used to cut open the pumpkins. Kivin de chazu de haviko mecharti, but he saw they were doing it too early. They were doing it before mincha. They were already starting early in the afternoon to do this. Amar lahu osi garta mimarava mishmed Rabbi Yochanan da osir. So he told them, we got a letter from Eretz Yisrael in the name of Rabbi Yochanan that it's osir to do that. We'll see. This machlokas what that means. Osir to do it before mincha, or it's osir to do it bechlal. So Rashi. Mutter b'knivas yerek, the shvus lav isura d'oraisahu. Shvus is not an isur d'oraisa. Here Rashi says clearly that it's not an isur d'oraisa, even though from the Rashi before is mashma d'oraisa. It just means it's a remez, it's an asmachtem in the raisa. Ela d'rabbana. V'hacham ishum agmas nefesh mesakin ve'eno ochel v'hari korav le'inui shori. V'dafka min amincha l'mala. Shushoi v'metzapa le'es achila. V'ika agmas nefesh tvei. There's only agmas nefesh when it's almost time to eat. But if you do it early in the afternoon, there's no agmas nefesh at all. Kiven the chazit avi komacharti magdimin lefnei amincha the hashul av agmas nefeshu amar lahula in shebeisei osi garti marava ki hechid lekab minesh. Mashmah, there was no letter from Yochanan. He just said it in order that they should accept it, right? So he said a lie, right, in order that they should accept the halacha. Okay, there's a lot here to speak about. We'll start with that tomorrow, and then start Kol Kisei.